Ask if she'd like to visit the captain in private. So I've got to call this lady, and then I have to meet it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Linda?
Yes.
Hi, this is David from the Carnival Cruise Line.
Yes.
And you called today to book an extra ticket on your 7 days to the Magic Western Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay, great. And it looks like there's a small problem with your room, like you were on the TBA room for your daughter.
I don't know what TBA is.
Oh, to be announced, like, because we didn't have any rooms available. But we should have one available, is the thing.
They didn't explain that.
It's okay. You'll all have rooms. It's just the problem is that we had a celebrity that needed a room. His name's Pauly Shore. Do you know Pauly Shore? He's an actor.
Yes.
He's a Emmy actor from the 90s.
Yes, I remember him.
Okay, yeah. He's taking your room. Yeah, he's going to be.
Who the hell is this?
My name is.
Joking with me? Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. No, I wouldn't joke.
Oh, okay, I thought this was my friend joking with me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm actually calling.
I thought this was Justin.
Oh, okay. No. My name is Brad. I'm calling from the Carnival Cruise Lines.
Okay.
And it's just Pauly Shore. He always gets the room that we had booked for you, and he's a celebrity, so we're going to be letting him have the room instead. And you're going to have to go down one level. You'll be in the sub levels. Like down by the boiler room for your three tickets. It's going to be all three of you are going to share one room, and there's going to be two beds.
This doesn't sound acceptable.
What do you mean it's unacceptable?
it doesn't sound at all acceptable.
Well, it's on the Section 8 level. That's not like Section 9. It's Section 8. So it's
No. No.
You know who Pauly Shore is, right? He's the star of Biodome.
Oh, absolutely. He's fantastic. Yeah, made me laugh. Really, really love him.
Yeah, he won an Emmy for Biodome.
I let him sleep in the room with me under the bed.
Oh, no, I don't think he'll do that. No, he's a very private person in real life.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're going to be next to the boiler room, like two levels down on level 9. Because Pauly, he has a lot of women come to his room.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine. So, yeah.
He's kind of like a Hollywood playboy type guy. So, you don't want, I mean.
Yeah, because he's really dead sexy. So.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, that's what all the ladies around here say, so.
Yeah, so, basically, you don't want him in your room because then you'd have to listen to that.
Well, but it wouldn't be in his room. It would be in my room.
Do you really want to listen to Pauly Shore have sex all night?
You know,
I don't mean to be.
No one has ever asked me that. I have to admit, no one has ever asked me that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter actually, because you know he doesn't want you in his room. He likes sex in private.
Okay, well then he would just need to pay me to be agreeable.
No, we're gonna have to ask you to pay a little bit extra because you're gonna be down by the boiler room.
Well, see, yeah, that's precisely what won't work.
This is hopeless.
Yeah, it pretty much is. It pretty much is.
I love your demeanor. Like, you're such a nice lady. You're not even like, usually when I do this, I get yelled at.
Yeah. Well, no, not me. I'm really a happy person. I'm thrilled to be alive and to enjoy every day on this earth.
Are you thrilled to be in the boiler room? That's going to be really hard to sleep in.
But I will not be going to the boiler room.
No, I mean, that's all we have left.
Well, that's okay. It'll be unfortunate that someone will have to move.
Yeah, we had a reservation already for two people, but when you added your daughter onto the account, then we had to take you off of it because there's two beds in there.
Okay. Well, it's unfortunate. I'm sure you guys will figure out something else.
Oh, we've already figured it out. You're going to be in the boiler room.
I appreciate you calling me to offer me an opportunity to be generous, but no.
And we're going to have you shovel coal into the furnaces to make the ship.
Okay, that is a last straw.
Why is that so bad?
Yeah, because that would be basically like the opposite of what I would be wanting to do when it comes to going on a cruise.
It's not for the whole day. It's just like a half a shift, just 4 hours.
Okay.
4 or 5 hours.
Well, maybe I should try to warm up to the idea, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
You think I'm being a little too close-minded?
Pauly's also...
Really, you can be honest.
Pauly Shore's also reserved your life jacket, so in the case...
Okay. Yeah, well, in then the case... he can just... you know, well, then I know what I have to do. I just have to take care of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you do anal?
When I have to, yeah.
Okay, great. What about your daughter? Chirp, chirp, crickets, crickets. that caused a hang up. I said the wrong thing there. All right, let's quickly call the daughter. Oh, that lady was so nice. Like, there's nothing I could do to her. There's nothing I could say. So thanks, whoever told me Pauly Shore.
Okay, I'll come in here. I'll come here, like, we are open.
Yeah, on Monday we have a pub night, and that's when Angel will be here, so it's probably best I'll come check it out.
Okay, hello?
Oh, hello, this is Roy from the Carnival Cruise Lines.
Yes.
Did I was supposed to talk to a female. I was talking to the daughter of Linda.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to speak to her right now?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, here you go.
Oh. Hello?
Hi. Hi, I'm calling from the Carnival Cruise Lines. Your mother called earlier to add a ticket.
Yeah.
And it looks like we don't have an extra, like, we don't have a room next to theirs. You're going to have a room in a different part of the ship.
Okay.
Yep, you're going to be in the boiler room.
That doesn't sound good.
You're just like your mother. You just giggle all the time.
In the boiler room.
Yeah, the boiler room.
But what happens there?
That's where your room is. That's where, like, the help stays, typically. And we're going to have you, like, shovel coal. You're gonna be shoveling coal into the furnace.
Oh, my God! What a good dream! Make sure my, like... my biceps are good, so I can, like, turn some levers and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're going to have to pull big levers and shovel coal.
That sounds rough. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm free then, because I'll be working.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, just 4 or 5 hours a day. Why is this so funny to you? How high are you right now?
But that's hilarious. But someone called you and told you that you'd be in the boiler room. I mean, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well,
we
had a room for you, but the celebrity is taking it. We have to give them first choice on the rooms. Even though you were there first.
Wow. Well, that doesn't seem fair.
So, yeah. Yeah, it sucks. But they're celebrities. What can you do?
Just because they're like in a certain pay grade?
Yeah,
that's
pretty much.
Rough.
Well, it's just they have a lot of pull because they're, you know, it's like a Hollywood actor. And it's Pauly Shore.
Oh, okay. Well, so what do I need to do?
Award-winning actor of Biodome.
And room taker.
Room taker.
Let's add that, too. Room usurper extraordinaire.
Yeah, and the courtroom... Remember the courtroom drama he was in? And then that hilarious...
Riveting.
Yeah, that
I
was...
I mean, really.
He won three Emmys for that. And then the college one. Remember he went to college?
Oh, I can't.
So we're downgrading your ticket to coal slave.
Oh, You know? I can earn my keep. I can do pretty good.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
I might not be the strongest, but, I mean, I sure have a lot of spunk.
Hey, remember when Pauly Shore went into the Army? Remember when he went in the Army? In the Army now!
I hope I get to meet you. This is awesome.
Oh, no, you won't meet me. I'm just in the reservation department.
I won't, you know? But I just said I have to say, extend that. I wish I would.
But you are one... You're going to be one floor below Pauly Shore, so you can, like, bang on the ceiling with the broom. Like, bang on the ceiling.
Moon, I hate you! Do you know what it's like down here? I'm really hot!
Yeah. And, like, because he's gonna be banging...
Maybe give him some new material.
He'll be banging models for all 7 days. I'm not trying to be crazy. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh my goodness!
So when you're laying in your bed and you can hear him up there banging models, just remember the movie Son-in-Law as he's banging.
Oh no! Oh gosh! Ooh, okay.
Okay, great.
All right, I'm back.
Well, okay,
I'm
back. I just wanted to get all that settled. I've already talked to your mother, and she's fine with it.
Okay. Oh, and I the whole time I thought she cared.
Hey, do your cell phone does your cell phone work on a cruise, or does it just depend on?
I don't know. Never been on one.
Okay,
this is my first one. This is my first time as a coal slave. First time on a cruise ship. I mean, it's a whole lot of new.
Has your mother been on cruises before?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So she would know. No, I was just curious. I've never been on a cruise. I just work in the call center. Can I ask you a question? What was your favorite part of Biodome?
What is their favorite part? When it ended.
That's my favorite part. Wow.
Oh,
so what's your name?
My name is Rebecca Gixever.
Oh, okay. Your mom didn't even tell me your name. She's such an idiot.
Oh, wow. I know. Yeah, all this care. Just to the wind.
Yeah.
The
wind. Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm glad you're so good. You're okay with this.
What choice do I have?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just 4 hours a day that you got to shovel coal.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for just, like, laughing hysterically at me for 10 minutes straight.
Oh, man. Well, okay.
Okay, well, I hope you have a good cruise. Like, where does it go to?
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay, yeah. Enjoy the Caribbean.
Will there be some sort of performance review when I'm done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can just go on Yelp or whatever. Or Google reviews or... There's a comment card next to your bed, but they don't get used as much.
It'll probably be pretty sooty, so I don't know how well that'll work, but I'll try.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay. Hey, I hope you don't get, like, taken by the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, my gosh. You're really going to bring that up right now?
Yeah.
After all of this?
Well, you know what happens on 35% of our cruises is people get
you're
sucked.
You're just a bastion and bulwark of joy and happiness.
Yeah. Well, no, I just wanted to, like, full disclosure, you could... you could get sucked into the Bermuda Triangle.
I could.
And never come home. Ever.
Wow.
Ever again.
This is so good. Yep. Well, I'm glad all this happened. This is nice.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your cruise.
Okay, will do.
All right. if you don't get sucked into the Bermuda Triangle, I'll call you back for a customer survey. Okay, next week.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Holy crap. I'm like dripping with sweat now because I've been laughing so much at that lady. Wow, both her mom and her are just the coolest people ever. Thank you, Rebecca and Linda.